Hello, my name is Percy. Am I speaking with Jane?
Yes.
All right, hi. So my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 years or older and registered to vote? Yes, sorry, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely? All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would that be a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong Democrat. All right, thank you. And in the November 2020 general elections, for whom did you vote for? For Donald Trump or for Joe Biden?
Biden.
Biden. All right. What is your age?
I'm 59.
I'm sorry, did you say 59 or 69?
55, 59.
Oh, okay, all right, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
By what?
Your race?
Oh, race, white. Sorry.
White? Oh, all right, no worries. So, could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all to vote this year, and a 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote this year. You may use any number.
10.
10? All right, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Oh boy, that's a hard question. I think I'm kind of in the middle because I'm really satisfied with some things and not with others. So kind of just throw me in the middle.
In the middle, so that'd be maybe like just plain satisfied then?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Generally approve.
All right. Would that be like a strongly approve or a somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. All right. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
I think mostly strongly.
Strongly. All right. So now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on it. 10,
Okay.
if you think this is like the most important issue ever. A 5, if it's like somewhat important. Or a 0, if you think it's not important at all. So the first one is
Okay.
reducing crime and violence.
Five.
5, all right. Creating more affordable housing.
10.
10, all right. Banning TikTok.
Zero.
0, all right. Criminal justice reform and fights that, sorry, that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops.
Reducing that or eliminating it? What, can you say it one more time?
For sure. So, criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops.
I think 10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
10? All right, thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
10? All right. Protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
10.
Working to end the war in Gaza.
Oh, geez, 10.
And at making college more affordable.
10.
10, all right. Do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
Oh, geez. No. So I got a 5 or a 0, huh?
Oh, well, this one is just yes or no. I'm sorry for not
specifying. Oh, no.
No? All right. So you answer that the president and Congress are not really focused on issues that are important to you. So does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming election?
Well, I'm still going to vote. I'm very motivated.
All right. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. So naturally, a 50 would be like, it's neutral, so you don't feel particularly warm or cold. Or you can just, and you may use a number from 0 to 100, and if you have no opinion or don't know or have never heard of them, if you could also please say so. So the first one is TikTok.
I don't think they matter as much as some people think, so I'm just going to say I don't feel cold toward them. I don't love them. I'm just going to say 50.
50? All right, thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, 50. I don't know.
50. All right. Well, if you don't know, I can also put that. So do you want to stick with 50?
Yeah, I just don't know. I've heard a lot more about him lately, and I just haven't done, my
research. All right. No worries. So what about Elon Musk?
Pretty cold. I'd say 0.
0? All right. Actually, I love that. That was actually pretty funny. All right. What about
Well, and you probably hear funny things. Okay, go ahead. What?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I think you probably hear a lot of funny things, so.
Oh, rarely. I mean, sometimes people that, like, we call it just telling me to, like, screw myself, so that was actually pretty funny. All right, so the next one was Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't know.
Don't know? All right, no worries. What about Democrats in Congress?
Well, I'm going to say 50 because I like some of them and I don't like others, and nobody's perfect, I guess, but.
All right. Thank you. What about Meta / Facebook?
Kind of. I'm a 52.
52? Wait, was that 50?
No, 50 also. Sorry.
50 also? Okay. All right. No worries. What about Republicans in Congress?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say I'm a 20 because there's got to be one good one. I just don't know who it is.
All right. What about Mike Johnson?
I don't know.
Don't know? All right. What about Donald Trump?
0.
0? All right. And what about Joe Biden?
Ugh. Oh, 75.
75. All right. Thank you. So, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote for?
Joe Biden. Just because I haven't educated myself yet. You know what I mean? Like, I just am.
All right. Understandable.
Kind of long in the tooth with politics.
Okay. So, generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden?
Probably women's issues the most, I think. I'm to that age where a lot of other things don't matter as much to me as, my granddaughters and my daughter. And so women's issues are I'm probably going to vote for anybody who's pro-women for the rest of my life.
All right. So would you say, generally speaking, just like his stance on women's issues?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Actually, I might want to add positive to be more specific. So his positive stance on women issues. All right.
Okay,
perfect. Thank you. So changing gears now, we want to ask you just a few couple questions about tech issues, but that have been like in the media recently. So generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence, or also known as AI?
Mm.
Would you say you know like a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
Probably not much. when it really got technical, you know, I just know a little bit.
All right. And generally speaking, do you believe that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society or more of a threat?
Probably more of a benefit.
All right. Would that be like much more of a benefit or somewhat more of a benefit?
Somewhat more of a benefit, just to be a careful responder.
All right. So, Emma, which of the following is... Yeah, I mean, understandable. So, which of the following is closer to your own view? Would you say tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are, or tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are, or is the current level of regulation of tech companies about right?
I think it's about right.
About right. All right, thank you. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Would you say like China or foreign tech companies, the U.S. government, U.S. law enforcement, big U.S. tech companies, Russia, or North Korea?
Maybe, I don't really know. I would think it would be foreign, hopefully.
Foreign?
One of those foreign countries. I don't know which one would be more of a threat.
Okay, all right. Thank you. So how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if you use them at all? So the categories would be like multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, or less than once a month, or like not at all.
Okay.
And I can read those options again if needed. So the first one is TikTok.
Twice a month.
Twice a month.
All
right. So that'd be like multiple times a month?
Yeah, maybe.
Or would it be like about once a month?
Probably multiple times a month.
All right. Thank you. What about X, or formerly known as Twitter?
I don't use it at all.
Don't use it at all? All right. What about Instagram?
I use it once a day.
Once a day, all right. What about YouTube?
Multiple times a month.
Multiple times a month. And what about Facebook?
Yeah. Every day.
Every day, all right. So that'd be like multiple times a day then?
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Second there, yep.
Okay. So as a TikTok user, which of these uses is the most important to you personally? Would it be like connecting with people who share your views and values, accessing unfiltered news and information, learning about businesses and products, learning new skills, for example, like cooking or home repairs, etc., organizing, communicating with, and hearing from your community, or watching entertaining content?
Probably learning new skills or being entertained, the content, you know, entertaining content.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies, and for each, if you could please tell me whether if you agree or disagree with that statement. So the first one is, Meta keeps its users' data secure. Would you say you strongly disagree?
Yes, somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree? All right,
Yeah, that's a tough, these are tough. You probably know that.
For sure. I mean, I'm kind of, I know a lot that has to do with social media. It's a very, like, kind of tough topic to talk upon, so.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so what about X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure?
What was the first one you asked me? Facebook?
The first one was Meta, so I guess you could call it.
Okay, yeah. Sure. I don't know. I don't know about X and security.
All right. If you don't know, no worries.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So would you say TikTok plays a positive role in society?
I think it's neutral.
All right. So would that be like a somewhat agree or somewhat disagree?
I'll say somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. All right. Thank you. X or Twitter plays a positive role in society.
Somewhat agree.
Meta plays a positive role in society.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. All right. And what about TikTok keeps its users' data secure?
I don't know.
Don't know? All right. No worries.
Nope.
And have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law? Have you heard, like, a little, a lot, or have you not heard?
I've heard a little bit about it.
All right. So I'd like to ask you a little bit about that kind of, like, law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I probably oppose it.
Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Somewhat oppose, all right. And generally speaking, would you say you're more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.? Would that be like I'm much more likely to vote for them, somewhat more likely to vote for them, somewhat more likely to vote against, or much more likely to vote against?
I don't think it affects my vote.
Doesn't affect your vote? All right, so no difference. All right, no worries. So, and what do you think was Congress's primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Do you think it was because they're trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with? Because they want to protect the U.S. citizens' data security? They are trying to help their rich, special interest friends and donors? They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us? They have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok competitors? They are playing politics? They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens? Or do you think they want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok?
I think they're playing politics.
Playing politics. All right, thank you. And generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? And you can kind of select all that apply. So the list goes music and entertainment sites, talk or news radio, print newspapers or magazines, local TV news, cable TV such as like CNN or Fox News, national evening network TV news like ABC or CBS, etc., news websites or apps, YouTube, news aggregators such as Apple News or Google News, or social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, or none of the above?
I think, like, the CNN, you know, type news.
Cable. All right, cable TV news.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just that one?
Yes, mostly.
All right, thank you. So we're almost done. We're 95% done with the survey, so I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So the last two questions we have are just for statistical reasons. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a lot of schooling. Let's see. I have a master's degree plus maybe 30 credits or something.
Wow, congratulations. So would you say you're married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married, all right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right, well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time, and again, just truly appreciate it, and thank you so much.
No problem. Good luck.
All right, thank you. All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.